A musician from our region is channeling his Navajo ancestors and an innovative composer to honor those lost in the Long Walk. KSUT's Clark Adamidis reports for the Mountain West News Bureau on a performance that will run for 4.5 years.
Delbert Anderson is a jazz musician and composer in Farmington, New Mexico. A few years ago, he was having dinner with a musician friend north of San Francisco.
And then he brought up John Cage and we talked about, you know, his famous piece, The Silent Piece. Was it 433?
433 is among the most famous works by 20th century composer John Cage. In the piece, musicians sit at concert rest, poised to play their instruments, but never doing so. As they waited for a table, Anderson and his friend riffed on John Cage's use of silence.
He started to say that there's this other piece, it's like 600 years long, and I thought, whoa, that's, you know, pretty cool. I never knew about that.
That Cage piece is called As Slow as Possible. And one German version is playing the series of notes over centuries with intermittent periods of silence lasting months. It's a performance that outlives the performers. These conversations inspired Anderson's own experiments with silence and time.
I want to do a piece that's long, but within someone's lifetime.
Recently, he launched a performance of a piece called The Long Walk. It's short compared to the Cage work that inspired it, a total of 50 notes played over 4.5 years. But where John Cage was focused on conceptual abstractions of sound and time, Anderson has woven cultural history into his composition.
Thanks for coming out. My name is Delbert Anderson.
In December, Anderson gathers with community members and musicians at an art gallery in Farmington. The performance tonight is a single note played for a 30-second interval, a concert D.
And those of you who want to participate, you're welcome to sing the note as well. You can hold the note as long as you want. Some people just do a simple bop, and that's it. And I'll talk.
Each note of the composition comes every month or two over 1,674 days. That's the length of time Navajo people were forced from their homeland in the 1860s by the U.S. government.
We thought it was just kind of a march, but they were well taken care of and, you know, they eventually got sent back home. So what's the big deal kind of thing? So when I started seeing how, like, you know, our ancestors were treated, it was mind-blowing.
In his research, Anderson learned Navajo people were malnourished and weren't clothed properly. They were forced to walk 450 miles to an internment camp in New Mexico. During some periods, 20 to 30 starved each week. These are the details performers and audience members consider in the moments before the note is played.
So, alrighty, let's go ahead and get ready. 1, 2, 3, and...
The musicians hold the D note, reflecting on an event more than 100 years old. Following the note, there's silence for some time.
Awesome. Yeah.
When I played that concert D on my trombone, I just felt echoes of like generations of ancestors.
Sam Botter is a trombonist and a native Hawaiian who lives in Farmington.
It was spiritually very grounding, and I think I really felt it in the silence after I played. I had to close my eyes and just kind of sit and think with it for a little bit.
The 50th and final note will be performed on June 1st, 2028. In the intervening time, several dozen additional notes will be played. Between them, there are periods of silence. Silence that reminds us of the deprivations and uncertainties Navajo people faced during their long walk. For KSUT and KSJD, I'm Clark Adamidis.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed. Because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to Life Kit from NPR.